Good morning. It is November 17th. O Christ, through you all things were made, and without you nothing was made that has been made. In you was life, and the life was our light. John 1, 3-4. Lord Jesus, you are holy and true. You hold the key of David. What you open, no one can shut, and what you shut, no one can open. Revelation 3, 7. Let the wicked forsake their ways, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to you, our Lord, and you will have mercy on them. And to you, our God, for you will abundantly pardon. Isaiah 55, 7. May I not steal. Exodus 20, 15. Deuteronomy 5, 19. May I not bear false witness against my neighbor. Exodus 20, 16. Deuteronomy 5, 20. May I not covet my neighbor's house, my neighbor's wife, his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to my neighbor. Exodus 20, 17, Deuteronomy 5, 21. Out of the depths I call to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice, and let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. Psalm 130, 1-2. Holy Spirit, you convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. John 16, 8. Those who are wise and understanding will show it by their good conduct and works done in the humility that comes from wisdom. If I harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in my heart, I should not boast and lie against the truth. This kind of wisdom does not come down from above, but is earthly, natural, demonic. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there is disorder in every evil practice. James 3, 13-16. The wisdom that comes from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, submissive, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. James 3, 17-18. I give thanks for the word of your angels to the shepherds. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David a Savior has been born to you, who is Christ the Lord. Luke 2, 10-11. You, Jesus, the Son of Man, came to seek and save, and to save that which was lost. Luke 19:10. We give you thanks that to you, to all who receive you, Lord Jesus Christ, and believe in your name, you give the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. John 1:12-13. If I wish to come after you, I must deny myself and take up my cross and follow you. For if I want to save my life, I will lose it. But if I lose my life for you and for the gospel, I will find it. For what profit will I have if I gain the whole world, yet forfeit my soul? Or what will I give in exchange for my soul? Matthew 16, 24-26, Mark 8, 34-37, and Luke 9, 23-25. I shall know the truth, and the truth shall set me free. Everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. And a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a child belongs to it forever. So if you, the Son of God, set me free, I shall be free indeed. John 8:32, 34-36. Walk with the King today and be a blessing.